Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and Vilna Tzura's daf is on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way in, with the words Taman Taninon, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Biakim Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, this Gemara is really just a continuation of the theme of the previous one, which had taken something from our Mishnah and used it to explain something from a different Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos, and we have a similar concept over here, and actually, for about the next daf and a half, this Gemara is almost being quoted verbatim from Maseches Pesachim, so this might seem familiar to anyone who learned Pesachim Yerushalmi. So the Gemara tells us Taman Taninon over there. We learned in the Mishnah there's Maseches Shabbos Hamotzi Yayin, one who carries out wine on Shabbos. We know there's Isra Vaitsa, one's not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid or vice versa. So one who carries out wine, how much is he chayav for? Kedei Mezigas Akois, the amount necessary to be Mezig Akois, to dilute a cup. And we know that it's one part wine to three parts water. The question is, how much wine is this? Reb Zeir Shalos Reb Yeshia Kamahu Shirin Shakois, what is the shear of Akois? So we can know how much wine not to carry out. Amrlis, we told him Nilman Tosman Oforish, let's learn that which is closed from that which was open and explained. Teaches Arba Kaisus Sha'amru, the four Kaisus they said that we drink Lel HaSeder, Yashnon Revius Yaino Italki. Altogether, it's a Revius of Yaino Italki, of Italian wine, and we know the Revius is a quarter of a leg. So if we divide that into four Kaisus, that means each cup has a quarter of a leg, and that's how much the Isser of carrying out wine on Shabbos is. Now we continue discussing this a Kais Mazuk Bekama. Let's say we already have a pre diluted cup of wine. It's already been diluted, it's ready to drink. How much is Usher to carry out? So Revius Barbivin, Mishom Revi Echnon, Ishmin Ladas. From the following, we have a brass that tells us Mayim Kidei Gemiya, according to Tana Kama, the Isser of carrying out water on Shabbos is just a swallowful, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says Kidei Mezigas Akais, it's the amount necessary to dilute a cup of wine. And Yayin, what about wine? So Tana Kama says Kidei Gemiya, the amount to swallow, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says Kidei Mezigas Akais, the amount to dilute a cup of wine. And Adar Amar, this clearly tells us Mazu Kidei Mezigas Akais, that even if we have pre-diluted wine, this is still the amount of carrying out Kidei Mezigas Akais, because we see from the ratio of this brass, since we're talking about Mayim, which is ready to drink. Rabbi Yehuda holds his Kedei Mezigas HaKais, so that means that the Yayin part of the Braisa is also talking about ready to drink wine, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds Kedei Mezigas HaKais. Now the question is, Kama Shirin Shel Kaisos, what exactly is the shear of a cup? We know that it's Revius, but how much is Revius? So Rav Avin Amar, he says, Tetartin Revia, it's a Tetartin and a quarter. This is a measurement they had back then, so they understood what it was. Now we're going to get into the discussion of the Dalad Kaisos, the Lel Pesach. Ma'ul Ishtoisim Krach Echad, is a person allowed to drink them all together? Could he take all the Dalad Kaisos and just drink them one after another? And the answer is, Mida Amar of Meir, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halel, Im Shom Beis HaKnesses, Yatza, if a person heard Halel in Shul, Lel HaSeder, meaning right after Meir, if he heard Halel, they said Halel, he's Yotze, and he doesn't have to say it again, Lel Seder, as part of the Haggadah. Hada Amar, that tells us, Im Shom Bekrach Echad Yatza, that if he drinks all the cases together in one shot, he's Yotze, because if he's not saying Halel and Lel HaSeder, that means he's drinking cups three and four together, and that means that he's allowed to drink all the cups together, no problem. Now we have a similar question, just the other way around, Chaf Aleph Amar Beis on the top, Ma'ul Shtaisim Bepiskin, is he allowed to drink them in pieces or broken apart from each other, which means not only is he drinking the cups of wine in the proper place where they should be, he's taking a very long time to drink the cup. And the answer is klum amru shiyishta v'loy kadei shiyistake, that's proper girsa. Didn't the Chazal say the person should drink the cups, but not that they should become drunk? And im shasa v'piskin, if he drinks them taking a long time with breaks in between afu and mishtaker, he's not going to become drunk. Another question, ma'u latzis b'yan shal shviyah, is a person allowed to be yotze with Shemitah wine? And where's this question coming from? We know there's a din of beer on Shemitah. As certain point in time, produce has to be removed from a person's house. That's when it's not available for the animals out in the field. He has to get rid of it from his house, and specifically with grapes or with wine, that's right before Pesach. Now, we know that even though he has to get rid of all this produce from his house, he's allowed to keep three meals worth, which means that he's allowed to keep three revias worth of wine, even though he's getting rid of the rest of it. Now, Lel HaSeder, he needs four revias of wine. So the question is he allowed to keep four revias of the Shemitah wine in order to be able to say his Dalad Kaisos? And the answer is, Tana Rav Yishaya, he teaches, Yotzin B'yayin Shel Shviyas, one could be Yotze the Dalad Kaisos with Shemitah wine. Another question, Ma'u Lasus B'Konditon, could a person be Yotze with spiced wine? This is wine that's flavored and spiced with pepper and honey. Could he be Yotze Dalad Kaisos with that? Answers me the Tani Bar Kapara, from that which Bar Kapara teaches, Konditon Kiyayin, Konditon is just like wine. Hadar this tells us, Yotzin B'yayin Konditon, that a person could be Yotze Dalad Kaisos with a spiced wine. Another question is, Ma'u Lasus B'yayin Mezugin, could a person be Yotze with very diluted wine? Not just regularly diluted, very diluted. And the answers me Tani Rav Chia, that which Rav Chia teaches, these four kaisos the Chazal said yotzen bahen bein chayin bein mezugin, one could be yotze with them whether undiluted or diluted, meaning very diluted, as long as it tastes and looks like wine, no problem. Now Amar Rav Yirmiyah says mitzvah lotzes b'yayin adam, it's a mitzvah to be yotze with red wine. Shneimar, the pasuk tells us al teir yayin ki yis adam ki yitin b'kais eina v'gaymer, so we see clearly in this pasuk that wine is red. Now Tanu Yivabrayis mevushal kimetovol, cooked wine is like spiced wine, and the question is ma'olotzes b'yayin mevushal, is one allowed to be yotze Chiyudal Kaisis with cooked wines. So Rav Yehuda answers, Yotzim Yayim Mevoshel, no problem, one can be Yotzim with cooked wine. Now we clarify this, Rav Yehuda Tamei, Rav Yehuda Slashitase, Rav Yehuda can have a Shasi Arba Kasi de Pescha, when Rav Yehuda would drink the four Kaisis of Lel Seder, have a Chazak Reishi Adet Sarta, he would have to hold his head, meaning he had a headache all the way until Shavuos. So any way he could make it easier for himself by drinking spiced wine or cooked wine or diluted wine, he would do so. Here's something similar, Rav Yehuda Bar Hilai can have a Shasi Arba Kasi de Pescha, when he would drink the four Kaisis of Lel Pesach, have a Chazak Reishi Ad Chaga, he had a headache, he had to hold his head until Sukkos. Now we have a story about Rav Yehuda Bar Hilai. Chamisei Chadim Atrunisa, there was a non-Jewish noblewoman that saw him, up in Hiran, that he had a very shiny face, his face was glowing. So Amar, she told him, Saba Saba, elderly man, Chadim Ahani Tlas Milan Isbach, you must have one of these three things in you. Either you drink a lot of wine, that's why your face is shining, or you lend money with ribbis, with interest, and you don't have to worry about parnasa because the money just flows in and you don't have to do any work, or you raise chazirim, also make a lot of money from this, you're very wealthy, and therefore you have this flushed, bright, ruddy complexion. So Amrullah, he told her, Tipach Rucha Dahi, it's a very strong response to her, the Chadami Lane Tlas Milaya Lesbi, I don't have any of these things in me. Chaf Bez Amrullah on top, El rather, Upan Ishchiachli. My learning is found by me, I know my learning. Dahachan Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Chachmas Adam Tayr Panov, the wisdom of a person is shining of his face, and I know my Tayr learning, and that's why my face is shining. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a similar story. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.